Welcome to the doghouse. Will Danger Boy end up being the most hated rider in the 450s? And while I'm talking about 450s, Chase Sexton has a scrotal incident. And he may never recover. I think his name's going to be Chandra shortly.
I heard Forrest Gump called him up and he was saying, "Eggs, Lieutenant Dan, you got no eggs.
You got no eggs."
That's my favorite Christmas, Easter meme right now.
Yeah. One of the worst, let's just say, scrotal mishaps I've ever seen in racing ever.
Yeah, it is rough.
Oh yeah, I'm sure he was coughing up. I'm sure he was coughing up his nuts all evening after that.
You ever see that movie Idiocracy?
Yes.
Yeah.
On my balls.
Classic.
It felt like I was watching a script to that.
Yeah.
Like one of their clips.
I'm watching that and I said, Oh no.
Oh no.
Yes. No, boy, that's a career ending. That's a career ending injury. And I'm not talking about Supercross.
He may be a great opera singer now. Soprano.
Yeah. I'm sure he's hitting notes he never thought he could.
Chase Sexton, now a member of the Vienna Boys Choir.
Yeah. Wow. That was painful. So we might as well let's talk about Danger Boy for a little bit. We had another East West showdown. Yes. Did you want to say something, Phil?
Well, no, go ahead. I want to hear why you think he's going to be the most hated.
I said, is he going to be the most hated?
I'm kind of curious your logic.
Well, if you watch some of the social media stuff, I don't know, you guys used to do that, watch the stuff during the races, right? When they were live, right?
We used the live cast.
Right. You look at all that and the number of negative comments, and this is something his father thrives on. His father used to always thrive at the X Games, when he would get ripped, on social media for things he did in the X Games. But he, in the X Games, he was competing as an individual against other individuals primarily. And, now he's got his son. Now he's competing against people and he's getting a reputation a bit as a dirty rider. Well, there's a lot of them that have that. But it's
good rider. I'm gonna say, because I watched that, and then I watched Roczen hit people, and they go, "What a great move by Roczen!"
Oh no, there were some people that mentioned treatment. No, there were actually some people that mentioned that mentioned that on social media. That was the comeback to that.
Yeah,
there were people that made the comments.
We have said several times, Roczen gets treatment well past every other rider.
Deegan gets hate on because he's an American. Lee Diffy hates America.
I would agree with that.
NBC hates America.
I would totally agree with that. I don't care.
They just hate us. But
I don't think anybody pays much attention to Lee Diffy's commentary.
No, there's a lot of stupid people out there that.
Well, but who cares what the stupid people think anyway, right? I don't think
there's people on social media.
No. I saw some of the people out there that were they also said, "I don't care. Just
Warren,
get rid of Lee Diffy."
Do you watch social media? I'm going to prove my point right here, Ken.
Do I watch social media?
Do you follow it with the race, Warren?
Yeah. Follow it with the riot?
There you go. I win.
Well, I didn't even hear what you said.
I said, "How do you win? People do that."
Yeah, right.
But here's the deal. Jet Lawrence rides dirty. He's a hero. Roczen rides dirty.
He's not an American.
Americans. So if the rest of the world wants to hate us because we're Americans, we don't need you.
Is that news?
No.
Oh.
No, it's not news.
Right.
It's not news, especially with Lee Diffy. Lee Diffy's but I would say that NBC is very, very pro, Roczen. It's ridiculous. They don't ever see any faults with Roczen.
I don't know who Lee Diffy loves more. If you gave him his choice to date Roczen or Jet Lawrence, I'm not sure who he could pick.
I would say it would be Roczen more. My opinion.
Yeah,
it's Roczen more.
Kickstart.
He went on and on and on about Roczen having it's two in a row for Roczen. It's like big damn deal.
He's won two in a row before. He ain't going to win the championship.
Yeah, exactly. He's not going to. And I think Roczen. He's got a big man crush on Roczen.
He has a man crush on anybody who's not American.
I don't see that with some of the other riders though. But I see it with Roczen, and I see it with Jet Lawrence. But yeah. I don't see it with some of the other former. I don't see with Prado. I don't see with Prado.
Oh, they talk about Prado way more than he deserves.
Now, Lee Diffie doesn't just gush on him like he does on Roxy.
Yeah, but he still talks about him way more.
Because he gets more airtime than he should.
Yeah, because he's a good starter, but that's all he can do.
But even still, even in the pre-race show and all that other stuff, they constantly talk about him over the – like when they're talking like what's going to happen and stuff like that. He's constantly mentioning that guy's name. He doesn't deserve
– So we give Lee Diffie too much airtime on this show. We all know. We all know he's biased. 100%. Yeah, we know he's biased.
Moving right along.
I can't stand listening to him, and I think we're all in agreement.
The problem is –
But that's not going to change. But that wasn't forming all these opinions on social media.
Yes, it was.
No, it was not, Phil. It was not. I mean, it was some of them probably, but was not. Many were not, right? Deegan is. Oh, there were over 5,000 comments on X,
and they were all about negative on Deegan.
No, there were some people that were defending him, but they were majority by far were that Deegan's just become a dirty rider like his dad.
He has gotten over this season. It wasn't like it last season, but over this season, he's got a lot more negativity on social media than he did. And
what is he doing that's dirty?
I think it's a combination of things. I think it's a combination of his personality, his interviews, and the fact that he's a hard racer, right?
Only reason he gets any hate like that is because he said the truth, and people hate the truth. 2 weeks ago, he said, the only way I'm going to lose a race this year, they did this week where they took points from me. And he's right.
I don't know if I agree with that. My
thought process on it is that he's not riding dirty. He's just so much better than everyone else. It makes it look like he's doing stuff wrong.
He destroys. Yeah,
I think most of the cases that people bring up is just hard racing and that's it. But it doesn't matter. Reputations are reputations, whether they're well earned or not.
I agree.
Right.
I agree.
Yeah. So I mean, that was what my comment on the opening was. Will he be that way? It's going to be interesting when it's going to be interesting when he goes to the 450s and we do see Jet, if Jet's ever healthy. I don't know if that's ever going to happen, but and see him racing against Jet at his best and see, because Jet's not the cleanest rider either. Okay.
No. Oh, he's a hard,
that's going to be interesting.
Turn into a Roxanne Webb incident.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, no, I can't wait to see that because I think Deegan got some pounds on him.
We'll see. We'll see. Neither one of them is a very good loser. Either one. Yeah. And that makes for some good racing.
Excited for that.
It will definitely make. Yep.
So I'm definitely looking forward to that. And Chase Sexton is looking, is looking forward to having his balls a little bit lower. So
I think people forgot how dirty Jet Lawrence raced in the 250s.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But they didn't call it dirty because he was a foreigner. So they just called it.
On social media, people brought that up a lot.
Yeah.
Deegan was no more dirty than Jet was.
Look, F all you people on social media because you're going to make me do something I really hate. Warren was right. He's just that much better than the other people. That's why I hate social media. I have to admit things like.
Oh, I mean, we agree. We all agree.
Exceeds
everybody.
Just looks dirty.
Yeah, but okay. You're preaching to the choir here, Phil. We all agree he's so much better. We all said they need to get him out of there because it's making the 250 West not worth watching for a lot of people because you can predict the outcome before the race starts, which is never a good thing, right?
No.
He needs to get to the 450s, and I'm glad that's going to happen. So, but yeah, he's clearly a class above everybody else that's racing out there. I don't think there's any. And when you're that good compared to the rest of the field, you're going to get a lot of negative from that alone.
Yeah,
that's just normal. That's just normal. Right.
But here's the good thing: is I don't think he cares what people think about him.
He doesn't. Awesome. He doesn't. No, in fact, I think actually he probably enjoys it.
And
I think he enjoys America it. His father yeah. embraced that during the X Games. And I'm sure that's what he learned. He was with his dad all through the X Games
yeah.
as a young kid.
America loves a bad guy.
But yeah.
Right? Many times. Yeah. Until many times. It's up to a certain point, and then they'll turn on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
and we'll see. We'll see. When it comes down to it, I think that most people, if you know, he goes into the 450s and dominates and pushes Jet back in there, I think most people in this country, at least, will be very supportive of that. Right? Yeah. They're going to want to see an American win.
I mean, as long as you
part of Deegan's problem, and it is part Jet's problem as well. They both have the same problem, and that is their head's just a little bit too big for their bodies.
Oh yeah,
you know, yeah.
A little?
Yeah, I know exactly.
It's like they walk so around
that in itself will rub some people the wrong way. Thing.
Well,
that will rub some.
Didn't Hague Deegan just clinch the title for the West?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
He did. Yeah.
Yes, he did.
So that's
his
done.
Head deserves to be big.
Yeah. At this point,
it does. Once you've done that, you can say that.
With Cole
he's
Davies
dominated the
Cole
whole
Davies
season.
Finishing second, he's now quite a bit ahead in the East. Yes. He might be able to lock up before the end of the season.
Only a couple more races, so he's not going to be. It's pretty much done.
Deegan's first live interview we talked about on here, and I still remember it. He came out there, and he's like, I was born to send it.
Yeah.
Right,
yep.
He
yep.
literally
yep.
said that.
Yep. Yeah.
That's what I want. If I'm sponsoring a racer, that's what I want. I want a guy that's going to send it in every situation.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's.
Yeah, you want that. You want that as a sponsor. Absolutely, 100%. You want that as a team manager. You want that from all the people that are closely associated with them.
But if
for
you're the a guy on another team,
yeah. But for the general public, some people that's just going to rub them the wrong way.
Yeah, well, you know, you can take your participation trophy and shove it where the sun don't shine.
It's not a participation trophy, okay? it's nothing to do with participating. Okay, no. That's the same reason why Jet gets tons of negative social media. It's because
like
it's
because he's a foreigner. Well, no.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, there goes our last foreign listener.
Yeah,
whatever. Well,
speaking of foreigners, and in the 450, Ken Roczen won two in a row, third
another,
season.
Another foreigner.
Well, I don't even hate him because he's a foreigner. I have other reasons.
There's many out there.
Well, the biggest one. Here's why. Here. You want to know the truth? This is
why.
Before
you say why you hate, is there anyone you like?
Not really. He doesn't like people. Okay, that's not allowed. It's not in his vernacular. Okay, like.
In fact,
I usually have to explain to him what that word means.
Yeah, I'm Googling.
Like it's like love, but watered down, Phil. Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know. I Roczen, I know Lee Dimpy's like, oh, my man crushes is winning, but you know, he's not gonna win the championship.
You know, let's be totally honest.
Loser.
You were okay. I'm not gonna say a fan. You were okay with Roczen up to the Honda NS or Acura NSX incident.
Yes.
With the tuxedo. Tuxedo.
Yeah,
we wore a tuxedo. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Classic European douchebag.
Yeah. But did you see after the race? And this is another thing which Roczen can't stop himself from doing because it's part of his personality.
If Roczen wins the race, I turn it off before he takes the checkered.
Oh, well, you know what? This one would have been worth watching because you could see him actually take a bow to the crowd.
Oh, my God.
After doing it. Yes. Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't watch. I ate clean puke up.
Because that's just his personality, right? He's got a douchey, personality, you know?
Every race is a douchebag. I'm going to say that.
Most of them true.
You do not get to be the fastest person in your sport.
I tell you what.
You're not an A-type personality.
There, There are exceptions. But yeah, you're not going to get lot. You're not going to win championships is what you mean.
Yeah,
you're not going to win championships.
You might be top rack rising guy Gagliu out there compete for 21st place, be a hell of a nice guy.
Well,
but
that's not winning, his problem. You're a that's moron. More Yamaha problem and it is a top rack problem.
If you're winning, you're pretty much a douchebag. Yeah.
Well, speaking of I'm not
going to argue with that, but that's a racer's personality. Yeah, and I can Eli respect did, that.
Yeah, speaking of not winning, Eli did not look good again. He finished sixth overall, but he's
70 years old.
And this is what his MO has been for the last three seasons, right?
Three
you have you have four or five outstanding races in a season, and then you just go away.
Punt?
Yeah, he punts. Yeah.
And then the last three races, two, he's going to win in a row, close the gap down, and then throw the last one away.
Yep,
that's Eli Tomac.
That is Eli Tomac.
I'm so sick and tired of hearing about all his wins, multi-time champion. He could have been a six-time in a row champion if he could have just completed a season.
Yeah, yeah.
He throws it. How many times did he throw it away to Dungy in the last race?
Oh, God. Three times.
Several. Yes,
I think
and then
three
he
times.
Threw away three championships in the last race to Dungy.
Yes.
I'm not saying, listen, I like
Dungy was
great,
good, though.
Right? He's a good racer and he did what it took to win.
Yeah.
But three times, Tomac closed the gap and then punted.
Yep.
Well, Roczen's only 5 points behind him and Hunter, who are now tied.
Yep.
Which then, surprised me. When I saw the results and saw the points, I said, whew. That's surprising.
I was thinking when the race was over, I was thinking, you know, Jet, Honda wanted you to come back. You don't want to come back. You want look at the perfect setup that you had available to you had you come back like maybe two or three races ago. He would have come back two or three races ago. He would have won the championship.
Now Honda can't bring him back.
No, they can't.
If he comes back, Webb will be the champ.
All right, yeah, he's it's too late now for him to come back.
But I'm just saying,
Webber Roczen.
No, Roczen's gonna have his tummy ache. My tummy ache.
Well, usually he's already faded by now, so I'm a little wary that he's lasted and won races this late in the season.
Yeah, somebody Barsha's not gonna allow him to win, or Webb won't either. Webb will break his arm again. Webb will be like, There's enough people out there that hate him.
This is going to sound sort of,
go ahead.
I don't know, kind of douchey in a way for me. And that is. Which comes naturally.
You drive a Tesla.
I'm not going to say it's anybody's championship to win. But in my heart of hearts, I would actually like to see Hunter win. Because it's hard to be the second, the second guy all the time, I would like to see Hunter win the championship.
What are you talking about? What do you mean the second guy?
The guy, the Danny Pedrosa of Supercross. How's that?
You keep telling me there is no second guy, but go on.
How can there be no second guy?
You always
Phil. Phil, I'm going to clear it up for you. There is no second bike. How's that? Not second guy.
The second guy gets the second bike. But anyways, listen, I'm just going to say, you know what? The only reason I want him to win is because then – when Jet comes back next year, what's Diffie going to do?
It doesn't matter. Diffie,
but the thing is I have
Diffie's
no
Diffie's not going to change anything.
I have no confidence in him to win.
I would think Diffie's going to be even worse if Roczen were to somehow pull off the championship.
I don't think
he cares about anybody else that's up there that's got a chance at it other than Roczen, in my opinion.
Well, Webb's only 25.
Okay,
he's a whole race out.
He doesn't talk nearly as much about Hunter as he does about Jet.
Well,
you could be right, and for the right price, we will talk only positive things about any rider.
That goes without saying. You'll be my number one person. I'll be like, I don't hate that guy.
Yeah,
like you want Phil not to hate somebody, you need to send cash.
I was going to say, Kenny Roczen, you could be our hero. Okay.
Yeah, Kenny Roczen sponsored the show for a year, and I'll stop saying negative things about you.
At least on the air.
Right. Yeah. Thank you for the disclaimer.
Yeah. It's going to cover
roll
you.
That in,
I had to cover you with that.
Yeah. No, thank you.
But I mean, it's the 450s is like really. I can't remember another season where nobody in the top three looked like they were going to make a run for it. I have no clue who's going to win this thing. No clue whatsoever.
I can tell you the last time we saw that.
Yeah.
2019 with the slowest Supercross champion ever won in the last race.
Yeah. You got a good point.
Tomac,
Well, that is true. That is definitely that is
2019.
That is definitely true. But that was like that will never happen 2020? Again. Okay, remember. That will never happen again.
Well, I don't know. With the three guys out front, that possibility.
Yeah, but it won't be. It won't be the same. It won't be the slowest Supercross championship in history.
It could listen. Pull out, and I don't wish this on anybody. Mm-hmm. There's a 50-50 shot of Roczen crashing and ending the season. Same with Tomac, who's done it, what, three of the last four seasons?
Yes.
And Hunter Lawrence is looking for an injury. Those three guys could all end up in one big injury next week. I mean, look what happened to Chase Sexton.
Oh,
and actually, those three guys go down with 3 weeks to go.
Wait a minute. Well, let's think about that. If they all got in the same accident at the same time, and all three were out for the remainder, which
is
there'll
be a blue number two with a red plate just kicking into each other.
That may be more interesting.
Cooper
right?
Webb's going to be yeah, he's going to be like, hey, bring up Joe Shimoda, and we're going to kamikaze them in the other one.
Right? Poor Joe Shimoda. My God,
who
did you see his wreck? Yeah, right. Who
Joe
Shimoda. Oh my God. He looked so strong at the beginning of the season, but there's like pieces of him all over the track.
Usually it's the other way around. He looks terrible.
Every track. Every track. Wow.
I feel bad for that dude. I really do.
Well, you know, he is Japanese. Think kamikaze.
Yeah, no, I know.
Think kamikaze.
That's what I'm saying. Bring him up.
Yeah, that's right.
Cooper Webb's probably like, look, sign him.
Yeah. Sign him. It's like light his fuse and wait for him to blow up.
Don't give him a break. Disconnect his brake cable. Just let him go and turn him like flying. But you know, three rounds to go. I mean, the cool thing is three rounds to go. We're still talking about who can win.
Yes.
In 450s.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. Absolutely. So
I'm happy with that.
Right? I'm not. I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm just.
It's not like it's World Superbike or MotoGP.
I'm just wondering how. Now that it's tied at the top, how Hunter's going to handle that pressure? Because he's never been in this situation.
Well, here's the thing. He's either going to do it, right? Or if he punts it, him and Tomac will still be tied. Because you know Tomac's going to punt it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I heard him calling up like the NFL be like, hey, I can be on your team. I'm a good punter. Right? That's what he's doing. He's going to sign with the Giants next year.
I hope he doesn't, because the next two I don't want to win. So there you go.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know. To be honest with you, I'm never happy when Tomac wins.
Not anymore.
I never was. Well, I was in 250.
I was.
In 250s, he was a machine. He got up to the 450s and he just became.
I don't know. I mean, I think in his early 450s, I was rooting for him, and you know, so I look forward to it. But
yeah, you
he's a heartbreaker. He's just a heartbreaker. He's like another Chase Sexton with his balls in the right place.
Yeah,
you know?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, Chase Sexton's another guy who's going to fade into oblivion soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's got to be careful.
Yeah.
He may leave the series without all the necessary bits.
Well, I mean, are they going to put weight on the bike to add back like 2 ounces or what?
Oh, there goes our last Sexton fan.
Yeah, no, that is, if you want to send your hate, send it to Ken at ntnradio.com.
Yeah, send it. Bring it on. Bring it on.
Ken loves hate, man.
Bring it on.
I don't know. I look at what's going on, and I I'm looking, and I don't say this often, I'm looking at a motocross. I'm looking forward to the last three rounds, but then I'm looking forward to motocross to put Deegan up there with these other guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, look, and it's not like motocross, you know, one of the dirtiest riders out there, Fernandez.
Yeah, that's putting it mildly.
Right? In 450s, he's going to have to contend with. You know, like, look, if you're not a dirty rider, you don't get past seventh place in 450s. I'll just say that.
I don't necessarily agree with that. If you're fast enough to be way out in front, doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter. You don't have to be a dirty rider. You know, I mean,
I feel like you do.
And just remember, that's the thing. The Lawrence brothers are better at motocross than they are at supercross.
Yeah, that's
what they are.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to those fights.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yep.
I mean, I've had such a rough week. I haven't even looked to see who's what's coming up, but there's no reason to look forward.
Well, it's been about a month, so we should only be a few weeks away from the next World Superbike race.
Are they on their summer break?
They're on their summer break. Yeah, right.
That's a spring break. Come on.
Yeah,
They're all down at Fort Lauderdale.
Don't remind me.
They're not that cool. Oh, Kim, what's the traffic bad in your little neighborhood?
It's been horrible. All the spring breaks, Daytona Bike Week, all that crap.
You're not anywhere near Daytona.
I'm not that far from Daytona. You got to be kidding me.
2 hours.
I am not 2 hours in Daytona. About an hour and a half from Daytona. And believe me, you can tell when Bike Week's going on. There's no question about it. Because there's not that many people that actually stay in Daytona unless you want to get raped.
They ride everywhere.
Yeah, and if you want to get raped, stay in Daytona that week. Yeah, you're just ridiculous to do that. And a lot of them stay in places like Satellite Beach, which is half the price. And it's a nice ride up to Daytona from there, up A1A. So
A1A, Beachfront Avenue.
That's right, yeah. So, yeah. So anyway, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting, which I'll be honest with you, the sport needs it because it seems like the 250s and the 450s have been so dominated by individual riders in the last few years. It really squelches the interest in the sport.
Yeah. It's not good. I mean, the fact that we're here talking about like fist fighting and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's not good. Makes me not happy. Good. Warren, you said you had a bit of news?
Yeah. Kind of surprising, but not really in the long-term things. Yamaha is moving their corporate headquarters out of California, where they've been since 1979. Yeah, 79. And they're moving to Georgia.
Georgia.
Well, let's see. What could the reason be? Georgia, it's a red state. Okay.
It's for the peaches.
They're going there for the peaches.
They're going there for the Georgia.
It's a right to work. It's a right to work state. California, not so much.
I didn't know people had jobs.
Everybody in California is already either left or figuring out what red state they're moving to.
Yep. Well, they did cite
Texas and Florida get most of them.
They did cite California's highest taxes as one of the reasons, along with real estate, operational costs, the tariffs, and they thought by moving to the East Coast, they'd be more operationally efficient.
Yeah. So, in other words, gone. the first part of it was the truth, and the rest of it was BS. Right? It's the taxes, because that's what most companies get blown out of California over, the taxes, and the fact that minimum wage is like $100 an hour in California.
Well, it has to be.
You can't even have people sweep your floors. Yeah, it has to be. Yeah.
Otherwise, if it wasn't $100 an hour, you know, that means they're only getting $10 an hour because of the taxes.
That's probably true. Terrible.
Yep. So Yamaha will be moving in the next 2 years. They're going to do it over a 2 year period.
There's not going to be any companies left in California of any size in five years.
Well, they got a great place. They're selling 25 acre campus with office buildings and warehouses.
Look, I just saw a commercial the other day. They're no longer the California Raisins.
They left. They're the Nevada Raisins now. Yeah, a lot of our listeners won't even know about the California Rays.
You young
bastard. You just dated yourself, Phil.
I know.
Yeah, right. Oh, God.
I love them guys.
Anyway, oh, we're so old.
I don't know. I should have looked at the calendar. I've had a crappy week, so.
Well, I don't think MotoGP is. I think they're still a couple weeks away because they're on a little bit of a break.
And if it's World Superbike, it'll be Bautista winning by a week.
Bautista.
I mean, not Bautista. Buliga.
Buliga, not Bautista.
Sorry, wrong. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Yeah,
there you go. I think Moto America is coming back soon.
Yeah.
All right, we're done.